Sioux firefighters are the first in Canada to receive new coats and pants that reduce their risk of occupational cancer. Recent studies show that per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, known as PFAs, are forever chemicals, found in the three layers of traditional firefighter gear and in a variety of everyday items. The chemicals have been linked to testicular, kidney, breast, prostate, and bladder cancers. The new gear, described as PFAs-free, was unveiled by Sioux Fire Chief Peter Johnson at a media conference held Thursday, just one day after local firefighters battled a large morning blaze at a historic downtown building. Video: Firefighters Battle Blaze at Historic Downtown Building. Johnson was joined at Fire Hall 1 on Tancred Street by fellow Sioux firefighters, Mayor Matthew Shoemaker and Tanya Weliklinski, Richmond, Quebec-based Innotex Regional Sales Manager, and Steve Dion, AJ Stone Northern Ontario Sales Representative. Innotex is the manufacturer of the new gear, while AJ Stone is the distributor. The older versions of the gear contained the PFAS chemicals, and those are the forever chemicals that firefighters would get micro doses of every day they wore the gear. Now, the new technology that's available to us is PFAS free. Those chemicals are no longer contained in any portion of the gear. There's no difference in the protection. The level of protection is exactly the same, it's just a removal of those chemicals, Johnson told reporters. This is a significant stride forward in safeguarding our firefighters and our community. This purchase is a reflection of our commitment to protect our most valuable asset, our fire services staff. City Council approved the $300,000 purchase of two new coat and pants sets for each of the 80 firefighters with Sioux Fire Services. Each set of two new coats and pants cost approximately $3,800. Sioux firefighters Aiden Wright and Nolan McConan were on hand to model the new coats and pants. "We definitely have had members of our fire service diagnosed with cancer," Johnson said, though he did not have a specific figure available. "We have presumptive cancers that are known in our industry, and a number of our firefighters, mainly the retirees, have been diagnosed with cancer. Is it directly linked to the old bunker gear? That I don't know, but I know that this purchase is a step forward in the right direction to mitigate the risk for the firefighters. This has been a very important and hot topic for a number of years," Johnson said. "The manufacturers had to develop the new product without that chemical in it, and that took them a lengthy bit of time. Then it had to pass rigorous testing, and there's a National Fire Protection Association standard that it had to pass. As soon as those standards were met and passed, then it got put into production and we were able to purchase it." The new sets of gear arrived Monday and were distributed to fire services personnel beginning Thursday. Other fire services in Canada are in the process of getting the new clothing. "I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's a big step forward in putting safety first for our firefighters. This is going to be a trend moving forward in the province, and it's really great to be at the front of it," said Josh Scott, Sault Ste. Marie Professional Firefighters Association treasurer. "I think it shows we are a leader in caring for our firefighters, most importantly of all, and caring for the environment, because there are these forever chemicals in all kinds of products that are purchased," Sault Mayor Matthew Shoemaker told Sault Today. "If we can do our part, as part of our purchasing, to make sure that we are reducing the impact of forever chemicals ending up in the landfill and medical problems that these chemicals pose, then it's our obligation to be sure that we can ensure the safety of our people. The firefighters in town are also our neighbors and the people that protect our homes if something goes wrong, so if we keep them safe while they're keeping us safe, then everybody wins," Shoemaker said. Johnson did not have an update on Wednesday's dramatic fire that ravaged a building in the 600 block of Queen Street East in the city's downtown, stating a news release will come regarding the blaze in the near future from Sioux Fire Services or the Sault Ste. Marie Police Service.